in Psalm 34 verse 19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And I told you that every day I'm going to give you one thing that you have to do in the midst of the affliction. And yesterday we spoke on the fact that whilst you are going through the difficult moment in your life, one of the things you must do is that you must lift up your eyes to God. You must lift up your eyes to God. And as at the time that David was writing Psalm 34, David was dwelling in the cave of Adullam. In the cave of Adullam. And the Bible said that the people who were dwelling in the cave of Adullam were people who were distressed, people who were discontented with life. They were people who were living in death. Omodika. And they have all run to dwell in the cave of Adullam. Saul chased David. David ran to Gath, the city of the Philistine. They wanted to kill him. David pretended like a madman, and then he ran to the cave of Adullam. And whilst he was there, he started writing that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Afflictions means trouble. So many are the troubles of the righteous. If you are a righteous man, a righteous woman, a child of God, I am not here to disappoint you, but I'm here to make an announcement that many, you face many troubles. So sometimes, because sometimes we are not armed with this, When troubles happen, we don't know what to do nor where to turn. Yesterday I said that in the most difficult moments, when it seems the world is crumbling on you, there is one thing that you must do. Lift up your eyes and look up to God. This morning, there is another thing you must do in the most difficult moment in your life, and that is prayer. You see, when you are a righteous man, when you are a believer, when you are a follower of God, certain things will happen to you. No expert can explain it to you. Now, you see, you can do everything right and still walk through moments of affliction. Please listen to me carefully. You can do everything right and still walk in troubles that you ask yourself, where does this thing come from? Why is it that I am doing everything right but everybody hates me? Why is it that I am doing what is expected of me but nobody seems to appreciate it? And to you, it becomes a border. In this moment, some give up. In this moment, some stop depending on God. You see, there are moments when everything in your life doesn't make sense. If you have not yet gotten there, you get there one day. That there is a moment in your life where everything in your life, it doesn't make sense. A wife or a husband can do everything right and still suffer in that marriage. How do you explain that? A loving husband, a wife who had submitted to the husband, who in that house everything is supposed to be okay, but when you go, there is fire on the mountain. How will you explain that? A mother can labor so much in prayer, but the child will still be going to the beer parlor or will end up in the nightclub. How would you explain that? How would you explain that? A mother prayed that, Lord, I have served you. Lord, I've given you my life. Lord, I've done this. Lord, remember this. Lord, remember this. And the son is at the beer bar. The son is not even serving God. The son is in the disco. The son is in the nightclub. The son is living a life that has nothing to do with the expectation of the mother. How would you explain that? That the same child you prayed for is the same child going wayward. How would you explain that? Mothers and fathers who love God genuinely can call upon God when their child is sick. But this parent will still end up buying a coffin because that child could not survive. They fasted, they prayed. He said, Lord, without you, your word has said that you never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I am calling upon you. And you walk in the silence of God. How would you explain that? How would you explain that? That you said, Lord, we walk through the waters. We walk through the fires. You be with us. Lord, what happened? What happened? The afflictions of the righteous. You can pray and still lose certain valuable things in your life. Imagine Job offering sacrifice anytime his children have a gathering or go to their senior brother's house. And he said, perhaps maybe when they were there, they spoke against God. Perhaps when they went there, they committed certain sin. The Bible said that, you see, Job wasn't only rich. He said, have you found my servant Job? He is a righteous man. Lord, why will you visit this affliction on a righteous man? How will you, Lord, visit this affliction on a righteous man? This morning, if you're here, let me give you a warning. You see, don't be an expert in multiplying the pain of people. Because in this life, there are seasons in life. Don't find joy in adding to the pain of people. It is evil. When people are going through difficult moments, I've stayed with people and I can't even quote a scripture. Because of the pain they are in, the scripture doesn't make sense to them anymore. So I empathize with them. When somebody is going through difficult time, and sometimes you see believers rejoicing. You see somebody going through moment that is unbearable, and you say, I did not hear nothing else work at you, but please, that is not the time. That is not the time. Yesterday I told you the affliction of Job is like meeting Bill Gates in the street and says that I was the richest man in the world. But I've lost it all. And this man is dressed in rags. How would you explain that? Let me tell you, if you don't understand the experiences of men, don't be too quick to criticize them. Because there are certain things in life. There are certain pains in life. They are unexplainable. How do we explain these things and this moment? But please, if anybody is going through pain, any of these, or things that are different, this is not the time to leave God. Because I want you to understand that God can help men. In times like this, you need to understand that God is still the restorer and the lifter of men. So no matter how things look, He can turn things around. Oh my God. May God turn your story around. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9, he said, Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the town of Mizpah and Jeshana. He named it Ebenezer. Oh, he named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. For he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. After they were able to drive the Philistine, the Bible said that the prophet took a stone. And the Bible says that he named it Ebenezer. Somebody made this God We know him in different names, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Then we encounter him as Ebenezer, the one who offers help. May God offer you help. May God offer that child help. May God offer your health. May God give you help. May God give you help. He said he called the stone Ebenezer. He called the stone Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. 1 Samuel 7:12 in the New Living Translation. He called the stone Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. Brothers and sisters, there is help in God if we don't give up. Because you can pray and still life will not make sense. Another thing I want us to understand is that God commands us to call upon him whenever we are in pain or suffering. A moment like this, where life doesn't make sense, one thing you must do is that you must call upon heaven, call upon God. In James chapter 5 verse 13, it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing some. James chapter 5 verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Are you suffering? Is there something in your life that is eating you up? He said, let that person pray. Because life doesn't make sense sometimes. I have been there several times. I've seen my wife stood before life and death. I've been at the back of the ambulance with my wife, and she looks at me and says, honey, will it be well? And I said, it is well. It is well. And then they go to the hospital and said, you've been late for 10 minutes. It means that if not by the intervention of God, I would have lost here. I've been to most difficult situation in my life. And that day, I remember when my wife was fighting for her life. And I was standing in front of the hospital. I have even forgotten that the whole day I've not eaten. 6 to 6 I've not eaten. I've even forgotten. And I was just in front of the hospital, listening to a song. He said, I am no longer a slave to fear. And I've put it on repeat. And I was just praying within me. And I said, Lord, you have done it before. And I know you'll do it again. And the songwriter said, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And he is a very great God. If you've not yet gotten to a point in your walk with God where you have doubted the presence of God in your life, please wait, you'll get there. And in that day, I am preparing for that day. And yesterday I told you, in that day, lift up your eyes to God. Secondly, and that's what I'm teaching you today, in that day, make sure you pray. Don't be ashamed of your tears. You can cry, but make sure in the midst of the pain, and as you cry, you pray. A lot of people cry. Self-pity will not get the job done. Self-pity will not get the job done. What will get the job done is when you call upon him. Is anyone suffering among you? Is anyone suffering among you? Let him pray. So at this point in your life, you need to rise above the pain and the suffering and call upon him. No problem, no pain or suffering lasts forever. Call upon him. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. It said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Sometimes some of the things you are going through doesn't make sense. Lord, as long as I am 27 years, where did I get high blood pressure from? I was speaking to a young lady and said this week, yesterday, she said, I have to buy a drug over 2,000 Ghana cedis because the doctor said I am developing diabetes. And he said, there is no trace of that in my family. Unfortunately, sometimes when you invite them, come and pray, they say, oh, Pastor, I'll be sleeping. Hey, in times like this, you can't sleep. and call upon him who is able to deliver. Pray without ceasing. Don't give up on prayer. It's impossible to stop praying and still believe God for a change. In Job chapter 42 verse 2, he said that, Job said, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. This will be somebody's scripture. The word of God is sweet. He said, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. Job 2:42 in New Living Translation. Father, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. And if in Job 42 verse 10, he said that the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friend. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Restoration. Sometimes it seems you have lost it all. But God said, not yet. Don't give up here. Don't give up here. This morning, I want to pray with somebody. Maybe you've not gotten to that point in your life. So what I'm saying doesn't make sense to you. But the afflictions of the righteous. The Bible didn't say the affliction of the righteous. It says the afflictions of the righteous. I've sat before people speaking to them. And when you finish, say, Pastor, what did you say? Pastor, I didn't hear. What did you say? If that moment you've not been through things before, you'll be angry. Say, you don't respect me. You are sitting before me and I'm speaking. No. As you are speaking, the pain. You see, pain has a voice. Pain has a voice. The pain is also speaking. Sometimes we have to override or rise above our pain to comfort others. And some of us, you are going through things, and when people look at you, you don't look like what you've been through or what you are going through. This morning, I want to pray with you. The Bible says that, he said, Job 42 verse 2, he said, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. Somebody dwell on this scripture. You are crying, by God, you are saying that, Lord, I know you can bring me out. Lord, I know you can give me this womb. You created it. A baby can be in this womb. Lord, you gave me this job. Lord, you gave me this marriage. Lord, you brought this person into my life. The afflictions of the righteous. Father, you gave me this child. Why is it that this child can't be controlled? Father, you gave me this child. What is from, where from this weakness? I know that you can do all things and no man can stop you. Father, this morning, I pray for anyone at the sound of my voice. Anyone going through any form of pain. Anyone going through any form of affliction. Father, and has gotten to a point where there is doubts, where that person is not able to even come upon you in prayer. Father, let strength come from above. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are the restorer and the comforter of men. Grant us the strength. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you. You can cry. But in the midst of the cry, learn how to call upon him. In the midst of the pain, don't give up. Men can say all sorts of things. So number one, look unto Jesus. Number two, make sure you pray.